I'm with Kevin Wheeler, who has just run a track at True Amsterdam on extreme recruiting. And Kevin, I have to say, I'm not entirely sure what that is. So could you give us a sort of recap of some of the highlights from that session?
Sure. I think it was really interesting because we started out with pieces and came to a hole at the end. And let me just put it to you this way. The hole at the end is that you could actually do recruiting in a totally automated way without involving any real human interaction face-to-face. Now, obviously, that was the extreme, my extreme position, and there was a whole lot of discussion around that, about how we sort of got there through the discussion of components of that process, like online testing and screening, and the use of simulations to assess skills and competencies, about moving away from titles and looking more at the skills you need to actually do a job, and then go out and actually look for those particular skills. About not worrying about creating talent communities per se, but tapping into all the communities that already exist out there and using technology to do that. And I mentioned a few, one tool that I can't mention the name of right now that's about to launch something that will help to do that. We also talked about things like getting rid of the resume and going with a profile like your LinkedIn or a Facebook profile. And there's a company, JobVite, that already it does that, and many of the applicant tracking tools are already accepting that. We talked about things like moving to mobile a lot more and really relying more and more on mobile technologies to reach people, to use augmented reality when someone walks by a business that has a job, that the job might pop up on their smartphone or whatever, that kind of a thing. So we talked about all these pieces, and when you add all these pieces up, you end up really with the ability to present a candidate that's based on quality, on data, not on subjective opinion. And, you know, my whole idea is to increase efficiency and to really make recruiters more respected as a profession. We have to move to a more data-driven quantitative, data-driven decision about who's the right candidate rather than on our normal, very, very subjective process.
Kevin, that's great. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.